we think the fundamental nature of the universe is matter. But I'd like to propose that the fundamental nature of the cosmos is actually consciousness. Now, if we're going to be talking about consciousness, we should first define it. By consciousness, I mean the simple fact that you are experiencing, hearing these words, seeing these images, right now. Now, you don't need to do anything to be aware. Awareness is always present. You couldn't have an experience without being aware. Awareness in this sense never changes, but what you're aware of changes continually and is determined by the brain. For example, when you see a tree, the brain analyzes the data it receives from the senses and puts together its own picture of the world out there. And we assume the tree itself is much like the tree of our experience, but it turns out the two are very different. Take the color green, for example. In the physical world, there is light of various frequencies. But the light itself isn't green, nor are the electrical impulses that travel from your eye to the brain. The green you see is just the representation that appears in consciousness. There's no green out there. The same is true of the other senses, hearing, smell, taste, touch. The phenomena we experience do not exist in the world out there. They exist only in our awareness. Now, I'm not saying that the tree itself doesn't exist. Only that the actual tree is very different from our experience of it. We mistake the representation for reality. And it turns out that even matter, when looked at through the lens of modern science, is nothing like our experience of it. For a long time it was thought that matter is composed of tiny solid balls called atoms. Then it was discovered that atoms themselves are composed of smaller elementary particles flying around each other. Then, with the development of quantum physics, it was discovered that these elementary particles aren't particles at all. They're more like fuzzy clouds of potential existence. So it seems that the more closely we've studied the physical world, we found less and less evidence for anything physical. It sometimes seems as if there's nothing there, or rather, no thing there. Whatever matter is, it's not made of matter. So is there anything we can say about the physical world? Yes, there is one thing. It is not homogeneous, which is a technical way of saying that it's not all the same. For example, the part of the world I call my finger is not the same as the air that surrounds it. One is solid, the other gas. One is opaque, the other transparent. Looking deeper, the structure of a nerve cell is different from that of a blood cell. At a much finer level, a proton is different from an electron. So although we may not know what the cosmos is actually made of, we can say that it is highly differentiated at all levels, from quark to galactic cluster. In physics, these differences constitute information. Now, patterns in this information are detected by our senses and interpreted by the brain to construct the picture of what is out there. This then appears to us as the material world, a 3D, hi-fi, surround sound, touchy-feely experience. But this material world exists only in our awareness. It is our way of making sense of the information, a virtual reality created by the brain. And that brings us to the challenging question of the brain's role in consciousness. Now, brain processes certainly determine what appears in consciousness. And sometime in the future, we may discover just what goes on in the brain when we think of our dog, solve a mathematical problem, or fall in love. But that only deals with half the problem. What is often called the easy problem, the correlations between brain processes and experiences. The hard problem is, why is there awareness in the first place? How do material processes in the brain give rise to something as immaterial as consciousness? Why doesn't all this activity just go on anyway without our ever being aware of any of it? This is a huge conundrum for contemporary science. It is easier to explain how we evolve from simple cells than it is to explain why we are aware. And scientists have certainly explored many possibilities. Some think it may be to do with the complexity of brain activity. Some believe it may come from chemical processes, while others argue it may be quantum effects deep inside the nerve cells. But so far, no approach has offered a satisfactory explanation of how a purely physical process in the brain could ever give rise to a conscious experience. And there's another problem with this approach. If consciousness emerges from insentient matter, then at what stage in evolution did this happen? Where do we draw the line between creatures that are conscious and those that aren't? We imagine our pets are conscious beings. If they weren't conscious, why would we give them an anesthetic before an operation? We assume they would experience pain much like we would. What about other animals? How about a bird? Or a fish? Or a worm? Where do we draw the line? The problem is that wherever we draw the line, we find ourselves once more up against the hard problem. How is it that one side of the line, physical matter does not produce an inner experience, whereas the other side, it does? Our continued failure to explain just how consciousness arises from unconscious matter suggests that we may need to step back and question some of our fundamental assumptions. The current worldview assumes that the brain not only generates the picture of the world that we experience, but it also creates awareness itself. An alternative assumption is that the capacity for experience is present, to some extent, in everything. It doesn't suddenly appear out of nowhere, as if by magic, once some particular arrangement of matter has emerged. Experience is there all the way down the evolutionary tree. This is not actually a new idea. Several philosophers have come to the same conclusion. However, it has never been taken seriously by modern science. But what happens if we do? It could possibly provide new insights into some of the perplexing questions in science today. They all point to observation being a critical part of the system. Yet, we are trying to unravel these mysteries from a worldview that focuses on what is observed, but does not include the observer. Perhaps a worldview that includes consciousness as fundamental, rather than seeking to explain it away as a consequence of brain activity, may offer fascinating breakthroughs in these perplexing areas. In conclusion, then, the cosmos is not only a vast field of information, it is a field that is aware, a field of knowing, knowing itself. So to explore the fundamental nature of the cosmos, we don't have to travel to outer space, but to inner space, into consciousness itself, the one thing we cannot deny, and the one thing that science has yet to explore.